Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, L Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Again, facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for one of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And make sure that you download the app either at the Apple Store or the iPhone Store. Put in Bashani, B-S-H-A-N-I. Gives you more features, gives you ability to feedback a little bit better to content creators such as I on there here on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today we are going to be talking about leadership. I guess I call it leadership part two, the other side. Leadership part two, the other side. All right, so last week I spoke upon, or the episode before this, I spoke upon what's necessary for leading, and I led you down the pathway to understanding, especially for my men folk, for the homies. A man must first lead himself successfully before he's able to lead anyone, anything else. And it's very true. Frame of reference. You have to know what you want. And you are just intimately aware with yourself, and you're leading yourself successfully. Therefore, sets template to be that influencer leader, whether unofficially or officially. You know, unofficially as an influencer, officially as a structured, designated leader to a cause, venture, relationship, however you want to slice it. So, today, we are going to talk about what happens once you get to that spot. Leaders need followers, and followers need leaders. Sometimes you're the leader in a dynamic, sometimes you are the follower. But if you are the leader in the dynamic or situation, relationship, venture, whatever you want to call, here's the next thing. Leaders, and I wrote this, and it hit me, and I shared it on Facebook as it hit me. I wrote that good leaders know who's willing to be led and why. Good leaders know who's willing to be led and why. I guess another caveat to that, since which I'm trying to be as inclusive as possible, is good leaders know what, when, and who's willing to be led and why. What, when, and who. All three of those things. You mastered those three things after you master leading yourself, your leadership experience will probably be much more efficient, or it'll be able to troubleshoot really, really fast, much faster than someone who does not know the what, when, and why, and who to lead. And so since the people interaction, the human interaction, is such a critical point in all of this dynamic, and really essentially what it all comes down to, because We are humans, are social creatures, and we interact with each other to help make this life experience at best more pleasant and more fulfilling when it comes to these type of dynamics. So, yeah, good leaders know what, when, and who's willing to be led and why. So I guess the what means like your cause. That kind of gets covered into your, that gets covered as you this you master the art of leading yourself first, right? You find the what, you find the goal, you find the vision, you integrate your talents and gifts into that. And you focus all that stuff together and you get yourself finally into some traction towards something that is worthwhile, fulfilling, that gives you focus and drive when you are in that process of leading yourself, and also gives you a good sense of fulfillment and rest, contentment when you are not focused on the big goal. Very, very important thing. Could be, again, relationship, could be a venture, some type of community service, whatever you eventually at some point get chosen to be the leader of by followers. Some people find something, see something inside of you that inspires them to listen to you. Whatever it is, it comes in many different forms, but it is uniquely tied to you, and sometimes difficult to get away from if you're paying attention. All right, so that's the what. The why. Why, of course, is covered still in the what. The what is more of the event. Why is the, of course, the substance of the event. You know, so, why are you doing this thing? Is it taking you in a direction or even a pleasantly surprising direction than what you would have expected? Is it bringing you challenges that help to level you up and redefine the situation, whatever it is. For instance, starting up a company. Is the company not only generating revenue, but is it solving problems or being competitive in the market space within reason? Is it drawing positive attention and positive allies to you? Is it keeping competitors on their toes or at bay? Things like that. Relationship. Is it fulfilling you? Is it bringing more positivity to you? Is it mitigating the differences in personalities between you and the person or the people that you're in these relationships with? The why, the substance of it all. So you got the goal, you got the substance. The last part actually is knowing who's willing to be led and why. The people aspect of it. This again ranges between the nature of the relationship that you have. If you find yourself to be the leader or the influencer mostly in it, and knowing yourself becomes a way of knowing others. Knowing yourself gives a frame of reference. You learn your own personality type, you learn your own quirks and all that stuff. And now you have a template to see, if you pay attention, other people's personality types and their quirks, what triggers them and things like that. And there's something very powerful to know when someone comes and brings their or opens their self to be influenced by you, or are impressionable to you. Because with that information, you can either do great or horrible things as a leader. So not all leaders are benevolent, beneficial, positive. Some are downright cold and extremely selfish, psychopathic, sadistic. And when they master art of learning themselves and therefore learning others, they can manipulate, shift people, put them in places, or downright just make them expendable tools around them. And of course, you know, that's not my focus. That's not my motivation. So I tend to focus on, if you find yourself in a powerful space where you have powerful knowledge yourself, powerful knowledge of the situation, and powerful insight into who the people that you attract are about, you can help them cultivate more of themselves in integration with the direction that you're going. You know, and that's what makes a powerful leadership. What it also does is it helps you to not be too attached, or develop boundaries, or to be able to let go of people that frankly don't match your leadership. It makes your life smoother to understand why you're being chosen to lead. Sometimes you're not being chosen to lead, you're being chosen to be used. And it becomes more evident along the lines of just the way that the dynamic plays out. The ulterior motive always comes out in the form of in these more, I guess, civilized ages. It's less about brute strength, but more about psychological impressing. Yeah, psychological impressing and passive aggressiveness. So someone, I heard an excellent quote, very excellent quote recently. And the quote was, oftentimes people start off at your feet and end up at your neck. Meaning, people come to you in a very sweet and accommodating manner. Oftentimes, flattering manner, gratify your ego and all that stuff. But over time, once they feel that they have you enough, emotionally enough invested, what they do is they start making a different type of demand. And there's nothing wrong with having a certain expectation of demand in an interaction or relationship with somebody. Problem comes when what they started with, they ease back on being or doing that, but they escalate you doing more. They cut down on the reciprocation in the situation. And so when you are a self-aware, self-led person, it becomes easier for you to pick up on when the shift is happening. And you come to a point where you have to have a choice as to whether to remind them of the boundaries or to let them go. Whether it be, I guess, either employee or a level of friendship or, again, level of relationship, whatever it is. But back to the core of it all, when it comes to the person interaction component of this, and you knowing who's willing to be led, and the bigger why that connects you both together, it it just makes the experience way more pleasant and also prosperous too, because you're on one accord. You're not doing this tug of war that has this tension of agendas going back and forth. You are all going in the same direction. You're towing the same line, and you know where you're going, and the sense of fulfillment and completion is similar and both gratifying to you and them, and harmonizing relationships and situations, partnerships, get a lot of things done. Disharmonized relationships, business partnerships and things like that just have the gems tucked inside of them, wisdom that needs to be unlocked from that experience to help you find the next go round or resolve with that person the next go round a more harmonizing situation. And that's the important thing. So, hey, again, the first leadership starts with self, especially for men nowadays, because we don't live in an environment that has a lot of compensation for us. Worst case scenario, we're seen mostly as expendable. So there's not much room for error for a lot of us. So master yourself, and then mastery of the situation, and not trying to lead someone who you have just a strong desire to have around you and lead you, but really looking for those who show a certain consistency and devotion to you and what you stand for, because part of it is what they stand for, not necessarily for you at the center of it, but more of what you represent. And there you go. This whole dynamic or this whole understanding just right here can cut out a lot of drama for people who don't have personality types that are aroused by drama. And I'm not one of those. So think about that. Reflect upon it. See how you can implement in your life. See how it's already running in your life, that dynamic. And this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.